think it's trouble for the network. I'm all for having the affiliates represented. I think it's great, but I think we should be careful.
Someone needs to do pound pound one. There's a lot of
who's driving?
That's me.
I think pound pound one. The fact that the PNB actually has the final vote on the board members is in lieu of the fact that we're bringing people into our board whose mission we don't really know. And instead of asking for a loyalty oath or, you know, anything like that, what we're doing instead is we're putting the final responsibility on ourselves for these people instead of for people outside of the organization. Because we don't ultimately have anything to say about. I mean, I think we want to ensure that whoever is on our board supports our mission. And there's been a lot of, you know, discussion about this, how to do that. And it, in the end, it seems like the only way to do it is ultimately to have the responsibility put on people in the foundation.
Well, this is because you know that we add 3 new affiliates a week. And
right. And our affiliates, half of them, you know, they have their own agendas. I mean, this guy who just affiliated with us last week, he's an ex-Marine. I don't know what his philosophy is in the long run. You know, I think it's great that he's airing our programming. And I think he's a great guy, but I don't know, you know.
All right, this is Teresa the Maniac going to take control. I would like to suggest that we have a subcommittee to have this discussion first in a subcommittee and then bring it to the whole task force and then send something to the national board. So do we want to ask who would like to be on this subcommittee right now?
Teresa, I think we really need to wait until after the board changes hands next week or, you know, in the next couple of weeks, don't you think?
No, I don't think, but I appreciate your opinion. Anybody else have an opinion?
I would agree with Wendy. How can we do anything when it's not fair to a new member coming in January that we already, I mean, I don't know, maybe we should talk about that, but if we're going to move from year to year, do we stop and wait for new members, or do we just keep going and add them in?
My only question now is, do we want to start this subcommittee, or do we want to put it on the agenda to discuss in January, forming a subcommittee? Or do we not want to do it at all, not put it on the agenda? Does anyone object?
Wait a minute, Teresa.
Hmm?
There's some male person, which would probably be Nathan, since we got Alan muted. Haha, Alan, you're muted. We can talk about you now. So can we hear what Nathan has to say?
Yeah.
I was just going to suggest January. That I don't think it's so pressing that we have to do it tonight. I mean, it's a long-term process, and I think the possible new membership on the Affiliates Task Force in January could be some possible good new energy for something like that. So.
All right, that sounds good. So I'm going to put it on the agenda for January. Okay. Next slide, is there anything else that we want to discuss in regard to the nomination selection process for Affiliate Directors 2007? Well, I want to thank Ursula for all of her hard work and all of you who submitted ideas and supported us in this process. Now we're on item 7.
Can I just say one thing about this? I would like to ask, any LSD members on this committee that they would, if there are any left, I don't know. Alan, I guess you are, to get the word out that to ask people not to, like, call these people and lobby them before they're on the board. It's really, I mean, people can do whatever they want, but it's an awkward thing that as these people are making the transition from being client to board member that they begin to get calls about things that they don't even understand.
Does that happen?
Yes, it does happen.
And yeah, it does.
Yeah, right, Nathan?
Yeah.
They called you before you were even on the board?
I only got one call. I understand Rip got more than that.
Yeah, and Yvonne.
So interesting.
Yvonne got
anybody
a lot
we
calls.
Know?
Yvonne got a lot of calls?
I got yelled at by people for suggesting that they not lobby them, in fact. Anyway.
Yeah, it's just
I mean, for what it's
you know, it, it's it's complicated because it's like it's a client relationship as well as a, you know, it's just there's some delicacy involved, and usually people have, really have no clue what this is about, you know, and it's kind of like what, you know. So if you can help get the word out to just, you know, try to refrain from that.
There should be some kind of an educational video, you know, and thank you for your interest. Here's what you're going to be subjected to, you know.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a video on how to treat clients.
No, well, oh, my God. All right, where are we on this agenda?
I know that last year, when Rip and Nathan and Ebon went to interview, we told the national board members not to call them individually. I mean, and that was assumed, but it's a little difficult for us to control people that just get on these listservs and participate. If we tell them the name contacts, they can go. They can do what you just did, go to their stations and start calling them. I don't know how I can try to encourage people not to do that.
I understand that, but they were also contacted by board members.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm sure it was board members.
Yeah. All right, well, I will put that in the announcement. When I announce who the candidates are, I will request that board members please not do that. It's,
it's just a courtesy. Look, people can do what they want, but it's a courtesy to.
Ursula, why don't you just gave me a sentence. Why don't you send that sentence to me and I can include it in as a transition from client to governing board or something, whatever you said, send that to me and I'll include that.
Okay.
All right. Okay. What needs to be set in place for the new task force? Dina, you're on. This is your agenda item.
Well, I do think that we just have to be, first of all, there are new people, and I think that at this point there are many different levels of understanding of what the affiliate program is. Some people who come to that first meeting may not have done the research necessary to understand the affiliate program. I don't know what we can do, but we need to put something out to those that are coming on board. My question is, you've already set up a meeting date in January. How do these board members, when are they selected that they'll be ready to join by January 11th? That's my first question.
Well, I don't know whether it's up to you if you want to not have a meeting in January. Otherwise, I would say if you're on the committee by January 11, then join the call. Otherwise, we could skip a meeting.
The reason I'm raising it is we just talked about bringing Lori on as an affiliate rep, and she's not going to be seated until January 27th, which means that she can't be in a January telephone call.
Well, I'm assuming then that would mean...
I'm just raising these as issues, and I don't know, I'm not giving answers on what to do about it, but I do see that there are a series, not everybody will have been selected by January 11th, and then Lori, in this case, will not be able to sit until after she comes on the board. So is January reasonable to have a meeting? I think that's the first question.
Well,
how do other people feel?
Question. Some people feel that we need to conduct business, and other people, as you're proposing, might think it's giving unfair or maybe even confusing messages to new affiliate directors or people that are not elected by January 11th. So does anybody have a proposal to what we should do?
I was asking how people feel about it. Do they have a position one way or the other?
Everybody weigh in.
Who's left on this call? Anybody?
Ursula, yeah, P., you, me, Alan, Nathan.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, I think it might be a good idea, actually, to have a meeting of incumbent members to talk about what kind of information can be prepared for new members. Even if it's just guidance towards the website, and so that, you know, I do think a small tutorial is in order for new members.
A tutorial, okay. So your idea is that the January 11th meeting would be the old members of the task force preparing or discussing training or tutorial for the new members.
It could be a short meeting, too.
Yes. Oh, I'm all for that. Any other ideas?
This is Ursula. I like Alan's idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So is there anything that needs... Okay. Is there any objection to the idea that the January 11th meeting be a tutorial to put together materials or ideas for the new members?
No, but I have one question in addition to that I didn't ask. When affiliate reps come on board, are there special tutorials that we have to give them?
I don't know if there are. I mean, I'll speak to this, I guess, since I'm the affiliate rep right now. I feel like as concise as you can, talking about the issues and recent history of Pacifica can be really helpful, and I think it helped me a lot sort of hit the ground running in September to talk with a couple folks at some length about all that. I mean, I don't think it has to be like a formal giant packet, like a book I read or anything, but I mean, just a half hour with a conversation can do wonders for that kind of thing.
Well, Ursula, go through, I think that Ursula probably has some attachments of like various reports and background material that she would have that we might want to send to new members.
Yeah, and honestly, that would be quite helpful, written stuff. Also, I think talking with the outgoing affiliate reps or just past affiliate reps, and also with Ursula can do a whole lot for a new affiliate rep for the PNB.
I bet you now that you said you brought this up, Dina, or not Dina, who was it, Nathan?
I brought it up.
I bet you we won't have any new elected people because, like, KPFT is having a meeting on the 10th, and we're going to elect our national board members. I bet you we don't even get to the committee.
Yeah, that was my point for January.
And we had discussed whether Lonnie should come on and talk. He has expressed a willingness to come and talk about budget, but sounds to me like, or whatever you wanted to discuss with the CFO, sounds like we need to tell him definitely we don't want him on the call. Or is there any thoughts on that?
For January?
Well, he expressed a willingness. When he couldn't come tonight because he's with the auditors, he expressed a willingness to come whenever. And Chandra said January, and Dina, you said February. So is it understood that we'll have him come on in February?
I don't think that we're prepared to make that decision tonight, and I don't know why we have to. I think what we have to tell him is just as soon as we're ready, because we're going to be a new task force, we will call him and make an appointment when it's appropriate.
All right.
Well, folks, I'm going to take off here. I got some things yet to do tonight, but I'm sure I'll be
able to Nathan,
pretty
I can't
soon.
Thank you enough for your time and energy as an affiliate rep, and congratulate you in your new position. I think it's amazing.
Thank you so much, Dina.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot.
Yeah,
the
Nathan,
only
congratulations.
Item on the agenda is to confirm that our next meeting is on January the 11th.
Oh,
does
that is?
Does anyone have any objection to that?
Who are the people that are going to be on it?
Well, it would be anyone who wants to discuss a tutorial or the first meeting of the newly elected members of the task force. We don't need to have a quorum, so anyone that wants to be on that meeting can, unless you don't want to have a meeting on January the 11th.
I mean, I got to tell you, I probably can't come personally. Just that's sort of, you know, pretty heavy transition period for me.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate that, Nathan. Does anyone want to have a meeting on January the 11th?
No. I do. And Alan, would you be there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be there. That's a Friday, right?
Usually our meetings are on a Thursday.
Yeah,
you're right, Thursday. Yeah, I can be there.
Okay.
Do we want to have it, because of your schedule, do we want to have it like at 8:30?
Oh, mine?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a little better, yeah.
Okay.
Well, do we want to say 8:45?
8:45 Eastern?
Yes.
I don't want to put the Eastern folks out by keeping them up later. Whatever's good for them.
Well, you're the one who wants to come to this meeting, so we got to do it when you can be there.
Yeah,
there's
okay
a very limited agenda.
I'm okay with 8:45. Don't worry about it.
Okay, that's good.
So what'd you say, Ursula? It's going to be 8:45?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. That doesn't bother me.
All right, let's go 8:45, and I will try to, because we only have that one item on the agenda that I know of. Do we want to go over the survey results or save that till February to give to the new people?
Well, we can do that in January, right, Dina?
I'm now that I have seven of them, I'm assuming I'm not going to receive any more. I will compile them and send an email out, you know, as soon as I can.
Yeah.
So that everybody has a copy of the results. And if you want to go over it verbally, that's fine.
We've been on this call a really long time.
Yeah.
Do you guys still want to be on?
Oh, no, I'm not doing it tonight, Wendy.
Okay.
I'm saying
okay.
I'm going to email it.
Okay,
all right.
My last question is this. Do we want to go over the survey results in January, or do we only want to talk about the tutorial and save the survey for as a presentation to the new people at the February meeting? Like, this is the observations of the outgoing task force. Here's the information for you. That's how I imagined it, that it was going to be a presentation to the new people on what we learned as the previous members of the task force. If so, then we save it for February.
Well, I think we didn't learn everything that we might want to, as an example, I didn't ask any questions about the number of committees that we should set up in the year, but certainly Ursula and I started talking about it, and having so many committees and nobody doing the work is a useless thing, whereas if we only set up maybe two committees and we get everybody working on those two or three committees, you get a lot more done.
But my question to you, Dina, is do you want to discuss the survey results on the agenda on January 11th, or do you want to wait until February?
There is no January 11th meeting to discuss it with. There are a few people meeting about
the tutorial.
Teresa,
the
can I respond?
Yes, go ahead, Ursula.
I think that we should use the results of the survey. We should talk about them on the 11th, meeting of the 11th, in the context that we'll use it as information to develop the ideas that we're talking about preparing, you know, what we need to prepare for new members.
All right.
That information will be useful. And then when the new members come on, we can give them a report about the last, because that probably will be of interest to them.
All right. So the only item on the agenda for January is the tutorial, And does anyone want to move that we adjourn? Or is there
I would suggest this tutorial and also discussion about how to maybe improvement in structure. So it's what to introduce, what to get, what information to give, but also maybe ideas that how we can structure, suggestions for structure based on the survey, so that we have something to present to people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt you.
No problem.
I move that the meeting be ended.
I'm sorry?
Second.
I move that the meeting be concluded.
All right.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. Is Donna Miller on the call?
Everybody be well.
Bye. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye. Have a happy holiday, everybody.
Happy holiday, yeah.
Thank you. Ursula, can you give me a call?